Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. Have you ever stopped to consider the fact that our choices are not irrevocable? We can make different choices. Knowing that we can make different choices about our life, about our circumstances, should fill you with wonder. Maybe you've always felt like you had no choices, like all your choices were made for you. And in some places in the world that I've been to, especially if you're a young woman, a lot of your choices are made for you. And in the world that we live in, there are things that are visited upon us that we have no choice over. But the choices that we make as adults, we can change those. We can make better choices. Think on that. Doesn't that thrill you to understand that you have great power in making good choices? Every day you can intentionally make good choices in what you eat, in what you listen to, in what you consume. Don't take things into your eyes or your ears or your mind that are negative, that are going to hurt you. Make better choices. And when you start realizing the power that comes from good choices, you're going to want to make more good choices.
Cynthia, hi, what can I do for you?
I am suffering from a huge broken heart, and I'm calling because I need your advice. I am in my late 30s. I have met the guy that is of my dreams, and he's in his mid-60s, and just told me that I need to find somebody my own age and that somebody that I can go and have babies with. And I just don't know what to do about it, because every part of my being tells me that I want to be with this man. It was love at first sight, and I just don't see how if two people really care about each other that they can't figure out some way to be together.
Okay, and he's already had kids, raised kids, had grandkids.
Correct. He's a grandfather of four.
And you have never had children?
I've never had children, never been married.
Have you thought all your life that you wanted to have a family, wanted to have kids?
I do want to have a family, but I was an adopted child, and my purpose, I think, maybe partly to be the mother to an adopted child, and he is ready to almost retire and doesn't want to start over.
And what you have to do is pray with all your heart and discern which is more important to you, spending your life with him or raising a child someday, because you can't do both.
Which is what I do, because I'm telling you, every part, every thing that I am tells me that I want to be with this man.
But are you sure that's him really saying that, or is that his excuse because he doesn't want to be in a committed relationship?
I can't figure that out. I think there's another side to it. He was in a bad relationship and got hurt really bad. And I don't think he's willing to take a chance. And my look on everything is you don't find love every day. And not only love, but true love. And if you can just find it with anybody, I don't care the age, I just think you should go for it.
You know, what I would do is I would have a really frank discussion with your honey and say, are you just saying this because you want an out? And if you are, I get it.
Right.
Or do you love me enough that, you know, we can have a future together? And I would go adopt a child. I would be especially if he's looking for an out, then maybe you guys can continue to date for the next 20 years and you can still be a mama.
Oh, Delilah. Just when you think you have life figured out, kind of smacks you in the face.
Yeah, but if you love him that much and he loves you and he is committed to you, then you guys can work something out. But if this is his out and he's using it to say, I'm not really interested in a committed relationship, that's another story.
Delilah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, it's Delilah. Up Faith and Family is the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. It's the only place to stream new seasons of the award-winning series Heartland, with exclusive content you won't see anywhere else. Binge all the seasons, then stream a new episode of season 17 weekly. Let Up Faith and Family be your go-to service for all things uplifting. Start your free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com.
It doesn't make sense to break up with your one and only unless you're falling for something saucier. Something with a crispy southern breading and one extra ingredient. Something that makes your taste buds tingle. Yeah, it's time to dump your old wings and get a new honey lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. And if that's not your type, don't worry. We've got five other flavors. So saunter down to Popeyes and get a six-piece for just $5.99. We don't make sense. We make chicken.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
I got this letter from Christy Richardson. Christy writes, I had a rough senior year in high school. Seems like I decided to party every night. I knew that wasn't right, and yet I did it, maybe to fit in, I guess. Last year, I found out that I was pregnant from the many bad choices that I had made during my partying. I was scared and didn't know what to do or how to even begin to tell my family. When I finally did, they were upset, of course, because I'm still in high school, but I have their support. I decided to keep my baby, to grow up and learn responsibility. I moved out, worked two jobs, and now I don't regret the decisions I'm beginning to make. I have the most beautiful five-month-old little girl, and now I'm dating a wonderful guy. He's not my baby's father, but he loves my daughter as if she were his own. He's good to us, and I can't tell him enough how much I love him and appreciate all that he does for us. My mom is so in love with her granddaughter, and my church has been so good to me through this. They gave me a baby shower. They showed me love, and they love my daughter. Through all this, I've straightened up, and I have so much more going for me now. I know I can make it through anything. Thanks so much from Christy.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Delilah.
Thank you for calling. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, Delilah, the other night I called you and I asked for your advice, and you really wasn't able to give me too much advice, but you gave me one piece of advice that no one gave me, and that was to seek God's advice, the most important advice.
You had some doubts because you're in love and you didn't know if you wanted to leave your girlfriend behind to go in the military.
Right. And
I said, you know what? I can't answer that because I don't know. But God can.
Yeah. I'm having some doubts that maybe this is not the woman for me, and maybe it's not the right thing to concentrate on, because I'm in a job that I love so much. I work in a facility where we help people translate from jail to the society. And I work with them on a daily basis, on a one-on-one basis. And I love what I do so much because to be able to help them translate where they're supposed to be and where they're coming from, it's just a great feeling to know when they leave, to shake your hand and say thank you for all the times that you sat down and listened to what I had to say.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you sought the big guy's direction. Let me find a song for you.
I appreciate it.
You have a good night.
You too.
I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah.
Delilah.
Hi, Hi, it's Delilah. Up Faith and Family is the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. It's the only place to stream new seasons of the award-winning series Heartland, with exclusive content you won't see anywhere else. Binge all the seasons, then stream a new episode of Season 17 weekly. Let Up Faith and Family be your go-to service for all things uplifting. Start your free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.